Tom and Leah are the Watchers.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Footsies under the desk.
Oh, like that, is it?
I'm surprised yours aren't there. Cause
well, you did
got
say you weren't
there.
Coming, so. I thought it was going to be an intimate show.
Have you got your socks off this time?
No, I've got my short socks on.
Ooh.
Them anklets.
Sassy.
What would you deem those?
Children's.
Children's socks.
Yeah.
Right.
Socks with pink polka dots on them.
No, I meant size.
Yeah. Anklets?
Yeah.
Let's check out your anklets, Tom. Oh, we're pretty much
anklet
twins. Now Ash pressure's on.
Oh, I can't top that moon tan of Tom's.
It's only on the legs.
Should be wearing sunnies for that. Have you got freckles on your shirt?
Yes. Do you want to eat freckles now?
Love freckles.
I love freckles
Have
too.
You got skin cancer?
No.
Okay.
No, we're talking about the chocolate freckles.
Oh, sorry. I thought you just meant because I was moon tan, but you're very tan.
Yes.
So it's the flip.
Oh.
It's yeah, all right.
I might be glary, but I'm not going to get any sort of melanoma for me. I said that like a sassy black woman.
So I think there's a song in there somewhere.
What was the hand gesture?
They tried to give me skin cancer, and I said melanoma. There you go.
I thought that was really good.
Oh, the dad jokes are coming in thick and fast this morning. Well, today. Welcome to We Are The Watchers, episode 16.
Hi. Sweet Hello. 16.
Tom, are you feeling sweet 16?
Always. I am pretty in pink.
Can you
and
feel?
I have 16 candles.
Can you feel sweet 16?
I could feel the love tonight.
Can you feel sweet?
You're 16?
Well, just can you feel sweet?
I reckon so.
Can you?
Yeah, if you've done a good deed for another and you're feeling rosy-cheeked, you might feel a little bit sweet.
All right. I thought you could taste sweet.
Well, I'm not tasting any 16-year-olds, so.
Anyway.
Do you remember that show? It was on MTV. It was called Sweet 16. It was about Sweet 16 birthday parties of the really rich and the super spoiled.
It was a little bit cribsy, but no celebness.
Sometimes the parents would have paid a lot of money for some rapper to come in and look super awkward in front of 16-year-old extremely pretentious kids.
I feel like, so Ludacris used to be known as a hard rapper, and he's done all the Fast and the Furious movies and whatnot and softened his image. But when he did Baby with Justin Bieber, I feel for the 2 or 3 years after that, he got booked to play a lot of bar mitzvahs, I bet.
Yeah. You can get quite good money, apparently, from doing those bar mitzvah-y things.
Yeah, Mariah does a few.
Does she?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think she'd even...
Stoop?
Yeah.
Mariah loves money.
Okay.
I love Mariah.
So does Lindsay from Jewelers Podcast.
Mm.
That's her favourite artist.
And I love money.
My whole pass.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Favourite Mariah song?
Vision of Love.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dream Lover.
Nah, when she went all R&B, she sort of lost it for me. Yeah, but that album, that was a great album, her debut
album.
The
first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vision
Before she went all went.
What was the other song, the second single from that, or another single from that, do you recall?
All I Want Is You?
No.
It'd be close, though. It'd be getting pretty close.
Oh, Christmas Special is all about it. That's my fave album.
That's where the money is for Mariah. Every year, how many times, just on Australian radio, does she get a cut from it being played?
Oh, it's her and that other merkin that just come out at Christmas.
What's his name?
Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah.
Christmas time. It's their time to shine.
It is. It's the most festive time of their money season.
Bublé's great.
He was in a Kath and Kim episode.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
Wasn't he really?
Yeah. Kel and Kath ended up, for some reason, being his backing dancers. It was very funny.
Yeah. He's got a lot of love for Australia. And a lot of love for the green.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A bit of a 420 man, is he?
That's his thing. He likes to get baked and then croon.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Never took me that.
He's Canadian.
Big time.
Wow. He's a funny dude, though.
He's hilarious.
He appeared on the project a few times. He's great. He just slots right in here in Australia, as some overseas people do. They get us.
It's Canadians.
It's Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
And we get you, man.
Yeah.
We get you. Yeah. Let's bring all the Canadians over here. I think. We got Alanis.
I don't like you, buddy.
Yeah, Alanis came.
Bring Alanis, a bit of...
Ryan Reynolds.
I think we'll be all right if Avril Lavigne is busy.
Oh, no. She can come through.
Really?
Yeah, when she fills out her paperwork and they're like, what are your reasons for coming to Australia? She's going to say, it's complicated.
I thought you were going to say,
Short.
Nothing else to do. Is Martin Short Canadian?
That's a talent.
He is,
half.
Isn't he?
Rick Moranis is.
Rick Moranis definitely is.
Michael J. Fox, Jason Priestley, Pamela Anderson.
Well, look at you.
I know. Of course, you got Celine Cuisine.
She can stay in Vegas, thank you.
Okay. And that ends our Canadian section of this podcast.
Sorry.
What have we been
watching? Sorry.
What have we been watching, folks?
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Lots. Been watching a few things. I know that Tom's been going all out, but I tried to get into the Netflix show because Netflix kept telling me that I would love it. And I heard someone sort of do a quick little synopsis on it, and I thought, Altered Carbon sounds all right.
I saw that last night.
Bit of Blade Runner.
I was going to watch it.
It's got such a great premise to it.
Mm.
It feels like Blade Runner, sort of. But rich people, in fact, a lot of people, don't really die because they've got, they call it something else, a cell, I think it is, but it's basically a chip, and your whole personality and memory and everything is uploaded onto this, and it sits in the back of your neck, like just underneath your skull. And when you die, they just take it out and put it into a new skin, which is a new body.
I like the idea.
There's a really super rich guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was murdered.
Mm.
He's got clones of himself, so he's alive again.
Mm.
But he doesn't know who killed him because his memory gets uploaded into a cloud, and the cloud hadn't been uploaded for 2 days, so he's got no memory of the 2 days leading up to his murder. So he gets this guy out of jail, out of prison, I won't give you the whole history of that because that's kind of cool, to try and solve his murder. Great premise, right?
Is this what happens when your credit card's declined with iCloud?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what's happened. But it gets somewhere in episode 2, it gets a little convoluted. Episode 3, you're like, come on, I think you're padding a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
It was maybe a 2 or 3-parter, and they just do the murder mystery. Maybe even just a Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been. It looks stunning, though.
Mm.
But I'm going to try and get through it, but I'm not enjoying it as much as I want to because it sounds like something I would love.
What are you going to do then? Are you going to stick with it?
Yeah, but I'll probably be playing Words with Friends during it.
They spend a lot of money on that one because it's original content.
You can tell. Yeah.
And that's why it's getting pushed as a recommendation for everyone because they're going to make that dollar back.
I don't know, Tom. I would say to people, if it looks like something that would interest you, give the first episode a go, and if you start to sort of wander out to get a cup of tea during episode 2 without pausing it, give it away.
Mm.
Try it out.
You should be in by 1 or 2 episodes. I think number 3 is the magic mark, which all research points to, that if you're not invested by episode number 3, and this show ain't for you.
It's not for you. Mm. What about you?
Ash? I've been going to watch new stuff, but every time I go to watch new stuff, there's a new episode of Joel McHale Show.
The Joel Show!
That one.
AKA Joel McHale.
Yeah, that one. Every time I go to watch something new on Netflix, there's a new episode up there.
Doesn't it feel good, though, that you've got a show now that you're sort of drawn to?
Look, it's not something that you sit there and go, oh, it's on, I can't get the popcorn, I'm going to be able to, this is great new. It's not like that. It's like, oh, I can just sit and unwind.
Casual view.
And have a passive sort of chuckle about life.
He was good at that during Soup, so Talk Soup.
Yeah, well.
And this is sort of a continuation.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. I like it. And one of our friends was on there just last week, Kristen Bell.
Hmm.
We love
Special
her.
Guest.
Sure.
And did you know that she can sing?
No.
Yeah, she's Anna from Elsa. Frozen.
Yep, boom!
Oh, she is too. I'd forgotten about that.
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Gonna let that one go now.
Is she hilarious?
She is funny.
She looks like a bit of a Sandra Bullock sort of personality.
Yeah, she doesn't take herself too seriously.
Yeah.
She has fun.
She's married to Dax Shepard.
You can't be serious married to Dax.
Who's that?
He was in Without a Paddle, and he was in the most recent remake of Chips.
Was there a remake of Chips?
Yeah.
Look at me, how knowledgeable I am.
Yeah.
I used to love Chips.
Oh, you should get on board it. It's pretty rubbish, but there's some good chuckles through.
Okay.
It's him and Michael Peña.
Right.
Yeah, but you'd, believe me, you'd know Dax Shepard when you see him. He looks like a dumpster heap version of Zach Braff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not bad. With the height of Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. I feel like they're kind of tall, tall guys.
Okay, cool. I might jump on that.
Yeah.
After I watch some reruns of Cop Shop.
Cop Shop.
How good was Cop Shop?
Do you remember the Late Show did... Now, who was it?
Was it
Tony Martin and Mick Malloy?
Yep.
I think it was those two guys, and they did Bar Jars. Mm. I can't remember the name of the original show, though. Lucky Grills. That's who he was, Lucky Grills. I remember whichever channel had the rights to it, around the time of the Late Show's Bar Jar success, they brought it back, but of course, the same.
Not quite the same,
the comedy
is it? Mm-hmm.
In a world that time forgot... We are the Watchers.
I have started following a whole heap of the Good Place people on Instagram. Oh. I got a lot of time for some of them.
Why are you on Instagram, though? What?
Oh, funny that, because I figured out how to have two different accounts.
Ah.
You do that by Googling, how do I have two different accounts? And one of them is The Watchers Podcast. So if you type that into Instagram, hit follow, and
we are there.
We'll be putting photographs up. Become one of us.
Follow us.
Whether you like it or not.
Mm.
We'll be in your dreams. That's right.
One of us.
Tom, what have you been watching?
A whole buttload.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to start off quick with one because you were talking about shows that you enjoyed a bit, but you might not keep up with. I watched one called Good Girls, which is a new, I think it's NBC, might be ABC in the States. And it's three women, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Yep.
Retta, who is the large African-American lady from Parks and Recreation.
Very sassy. Her.
Yes. And Mae Whitman, who is best known as Anne from Arrested Development.
Yes, yes.
Michael Cera's, George Michael's girlfriend that they keep on going, her? Egg? Anyway, the three of them are different housewives in different positions in life, but they're all struggling with financial issues.
So are they connected?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're all best friends.
Ah, right.
And two of them are sisters.
Yeah, right.
And their financial situations are that dire that they decide they're going to rob the grocery store that one of them works at. Expecting to get about $30,000 and instead walk away with over $500,000 because they accidentally robbed a grocery store that's used by the mob to launder money.
Oh, this is a nice story. I like where this is going.
So it's very much Desperate Housewives meets Breaking Bad.
With comedy, right? Sounds
some comedy. Oh. It's a dramedy.
Yeah, okay.
Or comedy infused drama. It's pretty. By the end of the episode, things have gotten worse for them. They are they've incriminated themselves with some other bad stuff.
Oh no!
So I think it's got a lot of potential, a lot of legs. They've obviously put a lot of effort into the money and the cast are great. It's not really for me because.
Fair enough.
I didn't love Breaking Bad. I'm not so much about the fall from grace. I'm more about the heroic journey. Mm-hmm. But if it's a really appropriate show for the time at the moment with hashtag Me Too, because it's dealing with a lot of, there's a lot of feminist discussions in that of being sick of having the man provide for the family, or one of them has a gentleman suitor who's very unwarranted.
Okay.
Shall we say?
Yeah, right.
And it progresses from there. Anyway, that was really good. And if you're of the lady persuasion, I definitely recommend you check it out because it was really, really strong.
What do you mean if you're of the lady persuasion?
If you're a lady,
mm-hmm.
or if you're into lady stuff. If you're watching shows with a lady partner, then the man will enjoy.
You mean if you could be from the island of Lesbos?
No,
just female?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're a lady or if you're watching it with a lady, and what I'm saying is if you're a dude and you like blokey things and you watch Top Gear and Gold Rush, probably not the program
Ash
for you.
So Ash may not like it.
Okay. No, I don't think you'd like this.
So do you need to be a lady and be watching it with a lady, or can you just be watching it with a lady?
You can just be
dude?
Watching it with a lady and be a dude.
Okay.
We cool?
I think so.
It's all good?
Good.
It's
good.
Okay.
I should have brought crib notes.
You just really quickly reminded me.
Yes.
I was recommended a show on Netflix, but I think it's a few seasons in, called My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And it sounds like if you like that, you'll like this show.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is fantastic.
What a great show. They break into song and
she writes all the songs.
She's very good.
Her name is Rachel Bloom.
I got a lot of time for this show.
She wrote all the songs for the musical episode of Flash.
Did did she?
Yeah, she and Flash and Supergirl have a crossover and get pulled into a musical universe.
That's
they have no
fun.
Powers. They can only escape by singing.
Is she in it? Is she in that episode?
No.
Okay,
no,
so just her music. Songs. Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's really silly. It's they get attacked by the music master. It's really cheesy but great.
So if you
I'm
like
your super friend.
It does sound like something she would write. So Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, if you like that, you would like this new one called
I think so. Good Girls. It's a lot it's more serious. It's more of a drama. But yeah, I reckon so.
It ties in well.
Two shows that I caught up with, watched the last rewatched the finale episode getting ready for the new seasons, Legion and Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
So both of them, I think we've got about a month to go until they come back.
Geez, I better start finishing my Legion.
You haven't got long, have you?
I've got one episode left.
Oh, jump on it now.
I just like the fact that it's got Aubrey in it.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, Aubrey.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great. And Jermaine Clements.
She's so different than you would ever think. Oh, Jermaine, yeah.
Yeah, from Flight of the Conchords. Yeah. Very weird character.
Really super weird. I like his character, though.
He gets a lot to do in the finale.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, listeners, I know I've been saying it, but catch up. Get on Legion, get on Westworld. They're both fantastic, and they're both coming back soon.
And you said Westworld's really only got about, what, 8 episodes?
Westworld's 10 episodes a season.
10 episodes. That's super. Yeah, we can do that, Ash. We've got a month. We can watch Westworld.
It's well worth it.
Yeah, sure.
We'll do it.
I just keep counting down to episode 20 of this podcast.
Yeah,
I just can't
wait.
Oh, you've forgotten already? Let me remind you. You're going to get one of your balls out.
Cool. I was checking if you remembered.
Remember, he didn't. He wouldn't specify left or right.
I've got it. No, exactly. Yeah. But I've got it marked in a calendar, man.
Okay, good. Is it just, what did you draw? A little nut?
Or? A little bag. Yeah. 2 marbles in it.
A lot of shows came back after a break. Gotham's back and hasn't been on since before Christmas, I don't think.
That's a long break.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
If you like ridiculousness, like halfway through season 2, they just went, you know what? Let's be the most batshit crazy show on television. So this week, the Riddler was attacked by a guy named Toymaker who builds small toys, like robotic wind-up toys and stuff, and then puts bombs in them.
Right. So sort of like explosive autonomer.
Yes, and it's got so meta that the Riddler, when he heard about this guy's plan and that his name was Dr. Crank, he was like, that is so Gotham. And I was like, yeah,
that's good.
That is so Gotham.
Okay.
They got someone who died and came back as a zombie. He's still knocking about.
Is there a DC logo at the start or at the finish of?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Catwoman's
they're riding
the main
on there?
Character. Poison okay. Ivy, they've just gone through their third actress. They keep putting her in a cocoon and she comes out as someone different.
Right.
That's what they should do in soapies as well. That would make more sense.
What are they doing? Are they getting the defibrillator on this fucking show just trying to keep it alive? Or is
no, it does really well.
Yeah.
And the more batshit crazy it goes, the better.
Okay.
Batman is, at the moment, he's only worn a suit 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 19 or something like that. At the moment, he's going through a rebellious phase. So Bruce Wayne is out drinking every night. He just fired Alfred.
Oh, shit.
Alfred's an ex-military man, like an SAS soldier.
Wow.
Who kicks ass all
the time.
That
actually makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what he should have been from the start.
Well, he's the one teaching Bruce Krav Maga and all these sorts of martial arts and stuff.
And he'd be a little bit younger, I guess, in this as well.
Alfred?
Yeah.
No, he'd be mid-50s, maybe 60.
Well, that's a little bit younger than...
Sean Pertwee.
Okay.
Pertwee.
Right.
English actor.
I know his name.
So Gotham's great. S.H.I.E.L.D., I mentioned briefly, came back, and I told you I was struggling with the first part of the season because it was all set in space and dark. They're back in the present. Almost instantly walked outside. It was bright, sunny, green. I was like, yes.
Smile on your face.
My show is back.
Great.
That was great. And then finally, Mike Tyson Mysteries is back. Which,
this is a show you've spoken about before. It is super random.
I have, but never on the podcast, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
So it's a really random show. It looks exactly like old school Scooby-Doo cartoons. They even have a mystery van, but it's Mike Tyson's mystery team. And Mike Tyson's on the show, and he voices Mike Tyson, and he kind of probably doesn't understand everything that he's getting being told to say, because he just says stuff and get bamboozled. But if all you need to know is Norm Macdonald plays a sentient pigeon, a man who was transformed by a witch into a pigeon, who's obsessed with drugs and sex and being a peeping Tom.
Norm Macdonald's voice would lend very well to that kind of character.
He's awful. It's fantastic.
He's an SNL alumni.
Yes. Mm. And Jim Rash is on the show as a 18th century camp ghost, who Jim Rash you might know from, he was the dean on Community.
Oh, yes.
So it's a really strong voice cast. They have a lot of fun. It's only 11-minute episodes. They can do 10 episodes a year. And it's great here, Mike Tyson, try and get some mysteries. Hey, this guy's a pigeon to deliver another mystery. We got to get out there and save a day. So this week they went to Cuba.
Did they come back with any cigars?
They did. Well, the pigeon
can't
did.
Can't have to. The pigeon oh, of course, Norm's
took
pigeon
a lot
did.
Of cigars. But no, they were trying to go to spring break and instead ended up in Cuba. And
no
perhaps,
spring break there.
Well, they found a party at Guantanamo Bay.
That's an interesting party there.
Mm. So, yeah, get on that one. Really quickly, there's a show, there's only been brief teasers for it so far, and I'm very interested. It's called The Crossing, and it's starting April 2nd. And the bit that's been interesting me is it looks like it's been filmed maybe in Hawaii, so some of the shots and locations are looking kind of familiar to me. But they're promoting it as, it says Lost. So I'm like, ooh, ooh, and I did some digging, and it's actually from the network that brought you Lost.
Oh, so, that's it.
So no Lost people are involved, but it does look very, very interesting. It's set now, and suddenly thousands of refugees appear in the ocean and start walking out of the ocean, and they've come from 250 years in the future escaping a war.
Oh, this sounds interesting.
This piques my interest.
So it's, are they actually refugees, or are these invaders maybe coming back to steal our resources? Oh. Or it's very prescient and very timely with all the concerns around immigration that's happening in the world at the moment of do we open arms and let people in, or are they a secret threat? Mm. So I think this has got a lot of legs. Steve Zahn is the main character.
When are we looking at getting it?
April 2nd is when it kicks off. Very, very soon. So I wanted to put it out there. I think this has got the legs. It's got some cool-looking mysteries and stuff to it. I'm still craving a new show like Lost. It's still, you know, it's been years and it's...
Since we've had something that... good. It's been a while, hasn't it?
2010, the show wrapped.
Mm.
And there hasn't been a mystery show like that.
No.
That's got me hooked and got us talking.
No.
So
no.
The other one last thing I got.
Yeah.
I saw a piece of news, and I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Thorpe Park in the UK, they've had a Walking Dead maze or Walking Dead scare attraction for Halloween each year, which is very cool. This year, 2018, is the year of Walking Dead, and they're opening a Walking Dead roller coaster. And the most I've seen of it so far is the official tester, like the person hired to test it, riding it with zombies on the train with them.
Goodness.
I can see you doing this.
Oh, this is my jam. Look, I've been to Thorpe Park. They aim for older teenagers and adults. Mm-hmm. There's not really much in the way of kiddie stuff there.
Great.
They have a ride based around Saw, which is
Probably not good horrifying. For the 8-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, it starts off in the dark and you go around a corner. It flips you upside down really quick. Strobe lights go in your eye while underneath someone's using a buzzsaw to cut someone's stomach open and you get squirted with blood.
Nice.
It's really water, but it's that's on a roller coaster. So they're putting in, you know, dark ride sort of scare moments. So the fact that they're doing that sort of stuff has me very excited for what this Walking Dead thing could be.
Yeah, and people love getting scared by zombies.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if it's going to be an original storyline or if this is going to be moments from the show. I could see a very cool roller coaster set up through the prison.
That would lend itself really well.
Especially because then you get to have the bit where you go outside to see the fence, perhaps even the tanks from the government or attacking or something like that.
Yeah, Herschel's head on the ground.
Yeah, all sorts of fun stuff.
Do you remember just a quick sideline? And I think this happened with the Oz Walking Dead Instagram page. But one of the guys that was... Do you remember they entered the prison in The Walking Dead, and they came across the food, the supplies, and that it was all chained in, locked in, and there were three prisoners there.
The crazies in there. Yep.
Do you remember the tall guy?
Mm-hmm.
He almost immediately liked the Watchers podcast.
Oh, did he really?
Instagram page.
Crazy essay.
Yeah. And I was like, who's Vincent M. Ward?
Rick took him out.
No. The tall African-American guy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was good or he wasn't
he
quite
was,
good
yeah.
or bad. He was.
We weren't quite sure, but he definitely wasn't
he
as bad
good,
as.
Yeah. He had a good streak.
Should we talk about The Walking
Dead?
Well,
I was just about to say, after the voiceover guy says this, we can talk about The Walking Dead.
Spoiler alert. In 3, 2, 1, you have been warned.
What do you think of this episode?
Oh, I had mixed feelings about it. Really.
I actually, there were aspects of it that had me intrigued and excited about moving forward.
What do you guys think about the zoomy zoom effect? We're getting a little bit Tarantino-esque here, and chopping it up into chapters for each character.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, what the fuck's going on here?
Look, I can see them trying to ape the comic structure with doing that, because sometimes the comics will follow one particular character for an issue.
I know, but this is halfway through season 8. We've never seen anything like this before.
It wasn't just that. The other thing was they did two extreme zoom close-ups of Michonne and Rick.
Yeah.
The zooms that you mentioned. The show's never pulled that sort of move before.
No. Like, what are we doing, guys?
I didn't look, but could it have been a different director?
I think it would be a different director, and I think as well, maybe because they've just jettisoned so much potential comic book stuff, maybe they're trying to inject a bit more comic book feel.
Yeah.
Maybe, but yes, it was odd.
When we first saw Michonne's name come up, I wondered if we were going to see her go, all right, I'm out for 2 years, like in the comic books.
Oh, look, the names are there because it's meant to be like the letters.
Oh, right, from Carl.
The Carl wrote the letters addressed to different people.
Oh, okay, so we're really dragging this out then, aren't we?
That didn't even occur to me.
But I don't think he'd have written one to Jadis or to Simon.
Exactly.
Dear Simon, I may have met you once before. Meanwhile, Simon is in big trouble when somebody finds out.
Isn't
what
he?
Got
what?
Up to.
And why would you do that, Simon?
Mr. Rebellious. Oh,
because he's Trevor motherfucking Phillips.
And I've got to say, on the other side of that, I've really felt for Jadis. Not only because she has a horrific haircut, but she can speak properly now.
Jeez, I liked it when she let down that wall and just started talking like a normal person.
Yeah.
Rick, of course, he wanted none of that.
It was nice to see the real Jadis.
Because it was funny, even earlier on in that episode, I thought, why are they still talking like this?
Yeah.
It's not real, it seems.
And then that got all her people killed. Being a dick. Don't be sassy to Simon.
But was she? They didn't ask for that.
I know, but she was being terse that there is remorse. He would know that they're putting on a fucking show. Just drop the act and say, I'm sorry. You know, he shot one, and then she was still like that.
Do you think that's what it was because something wasn't actually said? So you can say that there is remorse, but without actually saying, I'm sorry, you're not actually saying, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's like saying, I apologize, is different to saying, I'm sorry.
Sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. And when someone's as ramped up as Simon was, the best way, whether you mean it or not, is to say sorry, alleviate the tension, and just let him go away thinking that he's won.
Do you know what I want? I want Simon to go so rogue that he finds an old PCP cookhouse. And gets into some really hard drugs and goes way more off the rails.
Oh, look, okay, all right. Hey, don't forget that one of the outposts for the Saviors, they've got a big hydro set up, whatever that means or whatever that is. Well, I don't know what that means. But
it doesn't mean anything, I don't think.
There's room with a lot of plants in there.
Water cleansing.
Everybody
needs
something
clean
like that.
Water. Mm. But he asked about the helipad.
Yes. And we saw that helicopter last season.
We saw that helicopter last season, and I went, oh, hopefully we find something else about that. He did say solar panels.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever see the solar panels?
I don't believe so.
I don't agree. So how many are there? I mean, obviously she was powering something like the Mincer. Someone else, a lot of people have addressed the fact that she could be, is it Alpha from the Whisperers?
Yes.
This, I mean, the end of that episode is obviously
TBD.
The death of that, the end of that Jadis, and we're going to get a new Jadis.
The birth of a new one.
Who's all about performance art. So the idea of skinning zombies and wearing their flesh. To blend in makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of articles about it. People have already, within moments, talking about it.
And I have to say, I hope they keep her as well, because I think that she's a great actor. She's Australian as well, I believe.
She?
Yeah.
I know she was a model.
Yeah, incredibly tall. No, she's British. My
Pollyanna
apologies.
Pollyanna McIntosh. She's been quite cagey when people have asked her this week about whether she is actually going to turn into Alpha, and she said it's fun to wonder about that.
Oh, cheeky girl.
Isn't it the best?
Fun wonder is.
Yeah, fun wonder is.
Speak like Yoda, she does.
But if she's not Alpha and they do want to introduce the Whisperers, they're going to have to do it soon, aren't they?
No. Why? There's no rush.
Really?
Look, they've taken...
what, before we stop talking about it?
Before the show ends.
Well, seriously, they've taken... I think the last two and a half seasons have been maybe 8 or 9 weeks in the real time.
Mm.
Maggie still hasn't had that baby.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And the Whisperers don't show up until there's like a 2-year time jump in the comics.
Oh, so they're not wandering around during the war?
No.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, the war gets completely wrapped up. Then there's a time jump of 2 years.
Right.
Then the Whisperers slowly start trickling in over the course of years worth of comics.
How does the war wrap up?
I'm not saying.
Why?
Because...
Ash, I thought you were going to say, oh, lick me.
Because they've changed so many of the key moments. They've changed so many of the key moments of the show that it can't be the same configuration.
Okay.
Right, well, if it can't be the same configuration, it's not going to hurt to say it.
I'm not saying it.
Does Negan pick flowers with Rick?
No.
Are they friends?
Maybe.
Does Negan live?
Maybe.
Negan should get locked up.
Yeah, still haven't used that prison in Alexandria much.
It's pretty hard to use it. I mean, the place is pretty much burnt to the ground. What were they saving too, by the way?
Prison looks good.
Rick wants to be keeping the whole Negan's alive thing quiet.
Mm.
Might be a secret that he's keeping from everybody.
What was that thing that they were saving towards the end? They were hell-bent on saving that little rotunda. What was the importance of that?
Oh, Michonne said that... Yeah, Carl used to sit up on top of there.
And so it's been a key location at Alexandria.
Oh, okay.
It's basically, I guess for her, burning Carl's...
Quite funny, that was the only thing on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Zombies were just there lighting cooking marshmallows.
It made me very sad when Michonne noticed the handprints.
Yeah.
Yes, the handprints got me too.
You sort of forgot about Michonne would be mourning at this particular point in time because her and Carl were quite close.
They were best friends, remember?
Yes. They seemed more Michonne seemed more upset than what Rick did.
Yeah, Rick seemed to have moved past it and just wants revenge despite what he just promised his dying son. So fuck you, Rick.
Yeah.
Such a Rick thing, though.
Interesting phone call with Negan.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting.
Negan went, all right, if you're going to be like that, I'm going to be like this.
Really sorry to hear about your boy, but...
You're the worst dad in the world.
It's all your fault.
Yep.
It's no use looking for blame in situations like this.
It upset you. No, I think if we can get some more little tidbits about what Simon's up to, I don't know if we'll see Jadis for the rest of this season. We may not.
Maybe she's knocking around with Heath.
Maybe. I always wonder about him, the character himself.
Yeah,
like he set up and then he wandered
24
off.
Didn't really go anywhere.
So he might come back?
You never know.
Potentially.
Well, what's the forecast with Seaside? Because I totally forgot about that little island.
Well, nothing happened with them again. This was another episode where they said go away.
But Aaron's going back.
I don't know.
Ain't it? I mean, she just really screwed things up there.
She doesn't care. She's one of those people that in The Walking Dead that just doesn't care.
But she's adapted Carl's methods.
Yeah,
everything
true.
Carl was saying about let's not fight, it just leads to more death.
That's a good point.
And she doesn't know that Carl's dead yet.
No.
They were a bit of a thing.
For 3 seconds before she said, I'm moving over here now.
Yeah. But I really liked, can I just say, I really liked Enid in this episode. It showed me another side of her. There was like a tenderness. You seem to forget that while she's just a cranky teen, that they're still kids.
Yeah.
And she needed a hug from Aaron.
But that was
she's
got really no family.
Really soft, warm, gooey moment for me.
I reckon he needed a hug too.
I think he did.
His husband died
a day ago for him.
Yeah,
I didn't mind this episode. Mm. I enjoyed it more than the last one.
Yeah.
All right, Walking Dead wrapped up for another week.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Ash, did you watch anything else?
Australian Spartan.
Squeeze Me Baking Powder?
On free to air.
Did you enjoy Channel 7. Both of the episodes?
Not really.
Okay, because it's been pulled already.
No way.
Yeah.
Get out of town, has it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's good, because I was going to bag the shit out of it.
They said they'll find an appropriate time for it in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, like that cannonball water cannonball thing. Do you remember that?
Wipeout.
Yeah.
No. Wipeout was pretty good.
Wipeout's great.
No,
not the return.
No. The Australia, the one from a few months ago.
American Ninja Warrior, Australian Ninja Warrior.
No, it was water, and they would literally shoot them out of a cannon, and they'd have to try and get as close to the cushion as possible. It was stupid.
Oh.
It lasted for one or two episodes.
It wasn't. It's a knockout. Take two.
Oh, I love It's a Knockout.
Bring back Jackie Mack.
Wipeout was fun too, though. Oh, I can't remember the name of these shows. I would only watch them on mute at work, so I can't really comment.
So Spartan's been pulled?
Yep.
Oh. What do you think that is? Did you watch it?
No. No. I watch Australian Ninja Warrior
Slowly.
I watch American Ninja Warrior regularly, especially the team ones.
Yeah.
good gear.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a dodgy knockoff of it. We don't need that. Was Axel Whitehead the host? Is that true? Did I hear that?
No.
Or was he Wipeout?
No, I think he might have been Wipeout. Edwina Bartholomew from Sunrise.
Sure.
And some other guy who, I've got to say, I've never fucking seen before on Australian TV. I have no idea who this guy was.
Maybe he's from radio.
I think as a couple presenting a show like that, they were bloody terrible. They really... You could feel and you could hear them just forcing out these some terminology. They had no idea what the bloody hell was going on. And I think Wendell Saylor might have been the sidekick down on the ground.
Yeah, right.
And I've met Wendell. Lovely guy.
Yeah, he's
the
all right.
loveliest guy. But that isn't your gig, dude. I'm really sorry. It fell apart for me, and I thought it was terrible. And it doesn't surprise me at all that it's been pulled. But they've spent a lot of money on that.
Which channel?
Channel 7.
So it was the Sunday night replacement for My Kitchen Rules, correct? Started at 7 o'clock on Sunday, so MKR would start at 8:30 or 9 or something.
Now what are they going to do?
Just because I saw a lot of Twitter going, hey, just start MKR already. That's all we want.
Yeah, right. Mm.
So MKR is going to go back to 7 o'clock on Sundays.
Okay.
Or 7:30, whenever it is.
Just check your listings. Keep things as is. Yeah. It confuses people.
It's nothing like a bit of Pete Evans on your TV.
Where is the source?
Well, Manu sort of cancels out the lack of personality from Pete Evans. I think Pete Evans has the personality of a dial tone, whereas Manu, love that guy.
He's funny.
See, almost.
I like the Irish guy they have.
Oh, yeah, he's a classic as well.
He's good fun.
Yeah.
Oi, potatoes. I'm an Irish pirate. Pirish?
A pirish. A pirish irate?
Okay.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a leprechaun's life for me.
Hey, Tom, last week you were talking about Toast of London.
Yes.
Someone I know was listening to the podcast.
And who was that?
My mother.
Yeah.
She found Toast of London, has watched every episode.
Yeah. Oh.
She loves it.
It's very good.
I watched two episodes and I went, yep, this is an English comedy. Mm. I can get right behind it.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Very, very funny.
It's great.
And it's super easy to get. If you've got Netflix, it's just sitting there for you to watch.
Okay. The name of it again?
Toast of London.
Toast of London. Is it a modern new thing?
Yeah, it doesn't look over.
Yes.
Okay, good day to you, sir.
Oh, you'll understand why I'm using this voice when you see some.
Okay.
He's a successful to a degree actor.
I mean, he's winning awards.
Yes.
As an actor.
He's also a voiceover artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he spends a good deal of every episode in a voiceover booth being harassed by young hipsters. No, try the line this way. Mind the gap. give it a bigger gap. Mind the gap.
Awkward silence. I like it.
Oh, at one point, he just leaves the studio and comes back 2 days later.
My kind of gig.
It's very strong. It's
well worth a watch. I am going to talk about something a little bit different right now. Ooh. I bought a board game.
Oh, hello.
I bought Risk, Game of Thrones Edition, and I cannot wait to play it.
Sure.
I've never played Risk before.
What's going to be the Australia of that? You know, the Australia is the key to the whole game. You control Australia and you control the oceans.
No, this is Westeros. This is
That's what I mean. What's the equivalent?
And why didn't you bring it in for us to play?
Because
that's
hours.
That's a riveting podcast right there,
folks.
Yeah,
I know. We'll put it on YouTube.
Some of the top podcasts are board game podcasts. There's a really, really good Dungeons & Dragons podcast that I listen to.
Oh, I was being serious.
Yeah. Oh, you should be. We have enough room on this table that we could.
I know Tom would like to play it.
Very much so.
I was actually tempted
to. You don't have to come. We can play.
No, I'll do it. That's fine.
No, but you sulk in the corner.
That's just like, it's fine by me. Let's never play Monopoly. Ever. I feel like that would end up in...
Oh, no, not Monopoly.
Yeah, the end of everybody's... anyway, I looked
up... Can we play Mousetrap?
I love Mousetrap.
How good would that be for audio?
Remember Payday? That was a fun one as well.
Payday.
I looked up how
Hang
many...
on. No, what's Payday?
Okay, so it was a calendar, and you had to go through the month, and you would have to pay bills, buy houses. It was...
I like board games that don't sound like life.
Yeah, but when you're 10...
Sure.
It's really fun to play adult,
right?
As you know. What other one did I like? Guess Who was great?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I tried playing Connect Four recently with my cousin who said he was really good. I'm like, whatever. He beat me like 5 in a row.
I like Uno.
Yeah, that's a great game too.
I love that. They just brought out a sequel.
Have you guys just...
Duo?
DOS.
DOS?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be...
No, really?
Duro?
I think it's called DOS.
Oh, it's Spanish.
Yes.
I always thought it was Italian.
Because Uno is Spanish.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Italian.
You know the really old version of that? MS-DOS.
Ash, there is a file YouTube video...
Hashtag
humor. Of children throwing tantrums.
Run.
Playing Uno or Pardon? Uno. Sorry. There is a YouTube video of children having tantrums playing Uno or Uno because they're losing. Good. It's very funny.
Oh, it sounds like
just
my
a compilation.
Lounge room every Friday night.
Now, I wanted to talk about Risk because I thought, well, if there's a Game of Thrones Risk, how many other themes, like licensed themes, have they brought out? Not that many.
Is this a quiz?
No, but there's a quiz coming up after this.
Okay,
one.
Good, because I was ready for to quiz that.
What do you want to do some guesses?
I've got six. All right, well, I can tell you, Uno has.
Oh no,
Monster.
No, this is just Risk. But
oh,
go,
just
go,
for
go,
Risk.
Go,
okay,
go,
well, for Uno, there's Monster High, there's Hot Wheels, there's Barbie.
I think there's a Paw Patrol, maybe.
Maybe. But there's, I mean, that's just for a bloody card game.
And the
Hot
game,
Wheels, for God's
and
sake.
And the game still plays the same?
Yeah, there's. I think in the Hot Wheels one there was a couple of different cards. But right. I just played it normally because I'm playing with 6 and 7 year olds, so I don't want to complicate things too much.
No, don't complicate it.
No, it's, bad right, enough when, it's bad enough that Daddy wins all the time.
Risk. I'd imagine there might be a Star Wars related one.
Star Wars, yep.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yes.
Nintendo?
I couldn't see Nintendo.
Okay.
I had a bit of a look, but I could have missed a couple. Obviously, all right. Do you want me to give you some clues? Long-running English sci-fi show.
Doctor Who?
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say The Bill.
That would have been great. Xbox first...
Overwatch?
No. From...
Destiny?
From around when...
Halo.
Yeah. Sure. I was going to say older. And then finally, the ones that I could see, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Sure.
There's a Risk version of that, which would kind of be fun. But it will lead into our true or false quiz.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't want to shock you, but Monopoly has had an extensive collection of limited editions.
Mm.
I've just picked out a few.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're going to say true or false.
Okay.
So it's Monopoly-themed game editions, true or false. Number one, bass fishing.
False.
True.
Damn.
I even saw the box.
You hooked me in there.
What about a Spice Girls Monopoly?
Or is it bass fishing?
Trying to find that bass drop.
No, it's all about the bass.
Yeah.
Or is it bass?
No treble, or is it
the bass pair de brass?
What about a Spice Girls Monopoly edition?
False.
Yeah, that didn't exist. Mm. Surprised though, they had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, except Posh. She didn't have a smile.
No, that's true. What about this one, Skyrim? Your video game?
Yes, false. True.
What the hell is that? I'm going to say true.
It's true. It's true.
It's a massive MMORPG.
Okay.
Involves many hours.
Right.
Slaying dragons.
And that was in Monopoly. That was a licensed Monopoly product.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest in-game worlds ever built.
Howdy doody.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bethesda.
Mm, great job.
It apparently is quite a popular Monopoly for people to get.
Mm.
Harrods.
True.
Harrods.
Why is there a Harrods Monopoly?
Because they chuck their name on everything and they bring out limited edition stuff all the time. So there's Harrods Lego. Specific Lego and this sort of stuff. It's all about exclusivity. When you go to that store, you buy products that you can't buy anywhere else.
Yeah, okay. All right, makes sense then, sort of, tenuously. The Office UK edition.
False.
True.
It's false, but there is a US version.
Well, you can buy it. What, you got to defend Dwight's desk?
I don't know. Can you be the stapler and jelly, though?
I hope so.
I really hope so, too. Finally, Metallica.
True.
False.
It's true.
It's true, really.
It was a Michael Jackson one.
You know, it's sad but true.
There was a Michael Jackson one. I think there was a Kiss one, but Kiss puts their name on everything.
What the bloody hell are you buying when you're doing the Metallica version?
I don't know.
Like, is it still Park Lane and Mayfair? And
Or is it names of songs? But also, we could be asking the same question for bass fishing.
You could buy the street that the garage ink is on.
Mm.
You couldn't be the hat, Because none of them wear the hat because they're not Slash.
No.
It could be a guitar pick. They would throw in some different ones. Because do they
different
put in
guitars.
Do they put in different counters for the game?
Yeah, they do. So I've got the Walking Dead Monopoly.
Right.
Which I should bring one time. But it's got Lucille, I think
Sheriff
Carl's hat. Yeah, things like that. So it's all sort of related.
Carl's eye.
Carl's eye's in there as well. Yeah, but the problem with board games is you need to have people you know who will play it, and you need to have several different groups of people who will play, because you can't ask the same people every couple of weeks to play the game.
I think I'd rather sit down and eat a bowl of hair, to be honest with you.
Hair sandwich or hair spaghetti?
Just hair.
Mum's spaghetti.
Anyone's.
Well, I've had enough of this episode. I think it's time we wrap it up with a hair bow tie.
Take a hint. Bye.
Tom.
Be gone with you.